Now we're going into the regular one. Okay. Roll call, please.
Badger.
Present.
Eck. Metcalf.
Here.
Rogers.
Here.
Tylan.
Here.
Westcott. And Skrull.
Here. Six in attendance. Now, minutes of the previous meeting, may I have a motion to approve?
So.
And a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. We have a very special guest this evening. George, do you want to stand up? And Angie, you want to introduce George?
Absolutely.
I don't know that George needs introduction, but that's okay.
Probably not, but we wanted to officially welcome George, introduce George to the board. George has been with district for over 17 years, so he is an old, new, familiar face. He's very committed, again, 17 plus years of service to the district. We are hoping that we can capture him for 17 more. He has done numerous duties at the Nelson Center. He's been doing double duty at the Nelson Center. He's still continuing to do a little bit of double duty at the Nelson Center. So George is your new Nelson Center General Manager.
Yay! George, do you have anything to say?
I mean, the Park District and the board has always been great to work with, and I always appreciate every opportunity, and I do appreciate this one, so thank you for that.
Thank you, George. And you know, you've done great work for the district for years and years, so this seems like a natural progression. Congratulations, and we're really happy for you and happy for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
George, I would also add that you've got the beaming endorsement of all the user groups. And
and by the way, as you know, that's saying something.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing.
Right.
So.
To get them to agree on anything is a big task.
And to keep them agreeing.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right.
Congrats.
Thanks, George. Okay. Would anybody else like to guess? Come to address the board. Could you give us your name?
My name is Sarah Blissett. I'm here today as Vice President of the Boosters Club for the baseball team over at Lanphier. So forgive my appearance because I left the game. But I'm here today because our team has an ask of the board in that we want to be able to practice at Robin Roberts Stadium. We've been told for reasons that are unknown to me, that we are not able to practice there, even though it's our home field. So then we have to resort to either practicing at Kennedy Field, or we practice over at what I believe is a football field over on Division. But as you know, you can't really play baseball on a football field. It's not a great way to practice ground balls. You can't practice base running. And so we have a team of dedicated boosters, our coach who is at the field right now, and a bunch of responsible high schoolers who want the opportunity to be able to practice at their home field. We share this field also with Springfield High, and we would be happy to share practice time with them. We are not asking for the field exclusively. We just want to be able to practice at our home field so that when we are playing our home games there, we have a home field advantage. As you are all familiar with probably, there's the Robin Roberts Hop, that it's very difficult for our teams to be able to get used to playing it when they cannot practice. In addition to that, that's our main request, but we are also asking if we need bullpen over at Kennedy Park so that our team can warm up their pitchers and that the other team can warm up their pitchers as well. It's just like flat ground right now, is my understanding. I'm not sure the cost of materials for bullpens, but our Boosters Club is pretty successful, and if it's not something that's in your budget, maybe it's something that we can provide, and maybe you guys could just do the work for us to install them.
And we've done that. We've worked with lots of partners over the years where they provide the funding and which allows us to go get the materials and then our staff can help with the labor. I'll tell you what I'd like you to do. If, why don't you call Derek or email Derek and set up a time to sit down and maybe you guys can help her navigate the system and so that we can see what we can do.
Okay.
All right. I mean, all I can tell you is that we will give it our best effort to look into it and try to figure it out so that it's a happy outcome.
And one last thing. So our coach currently has keys to the cages at Robin Roberts that I believe are underneath that the Horseshoe Stadium uses as well. And he's not sure if he's going to lose those keys, but those are the only cages that we have free access to. So we are just asking that he keep the keys to that. And, you know, of course, he takes full responsibility in locking it up when he's done so that our team can access the cages.
Okay, well, get a hold of Derek. Would you give Stephen or Angie your... Yes, and get a hold of us, and let's start the conversation and see what we can do.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for coming. Much appreciated. Do you have a game to get back to?
I think it's over.
Oh, okay. I hope you won.
We did not.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right. Long-range planning.
Actually, can I bring, I don't know if it's appropriate to bring up under public comment.
Sure.
To wait to the end. Our next board meeting is scheduled for Henson Robinson Zoo, but we are planning on installing the new board members at that time. I didn't know if it might be more appropriate, like the backgrounds we have here, pictures, whatever, especially since two of them are brand new to public office. I was wondering if it might be more appropriate to put next month's meeting back here at Bond, and then put June.
It's a good catch.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, because one time we did it, we did the swearing in at Bergen.
We did.
Yes.
We did Bergen.
Yes. So I can appreciate what you're saying. So
yeah, I'm just thinking that for some of these, like especially. We got two brand new ones for sure. I'm not too worried about me.
It's a very good point, and I appreciate it. And I think Derek,
yep.
Why don't you?
So we'll have the closest thing.
We have a month.
We'll get it out.
Thank you. Mallory is not here. Okay, so I'll just sort of go through these. We need a motion to reappropriate the...
Chris's long range plan.
Oh, I thought it was Valerie. Chris, go right ahead.
We have a motion to appropriate $15,000 from the 2016 as-assigned fund account 3201-6278, contingency from office tracking adjustments and utilize the district's cooperative purchasing agreement with Sourcewell Contract 060920-KCC. To purchase the natural resources boom truck.
Is that your motion?
That is my motion.
May I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thanks, Nancy. Motion and a second. Further discussion from committee? Roll call, please.
Badger.
Aye.
Beck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
And Scrow.
Aye. Six ayes and no nays.
All right. I will make a motion to authorize staff to utilize the district's cooperative purchasing agreement with HGAC BY to purchase the Kiwanis Park online redevelopment park shelter and bathroom for an amount not to exceed $140,000.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you both. I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Badger.
Aye.
Beck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
And Scrooge.
Aye. Six ayes and no nays.
And I will make a motion to accept a low bid and authorize staff to negotiate an execute contract with Ron Furman's commercial sweeping and paving in an amount not to exceed $295,150 for the Kiwanis Park Oblog redevelopment bid package for asphalt and soccer field grading.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Roll call.
Badger.
Aye.
Beck.
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
And Skrull?
Aye. Six ayes and no nays.
And I would like to make a motion to reappropriate $18,750 from the 2018 S9 fund account 3301-6344, Aaron's Pavilion New Storage Facility at Southland Park to fund the Aaron's Pavilion heat pump replacement.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second. And Jason, I really do want to know at some point whether it's the depth of the pond that's the problem, or what the underlying issue is with that, that we keep having these problems.
Yeah, we don't know if it's correlated or not with anything.
Okay. Appreciate it. Okay. Further discussion, questions? Anybody else? Motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Beck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
And Strobe?
Aye. 6 ayes and no nays. DJ, you're up.
Finance and Personnel Committee. We had the budget ordinance before us. If you have other questions, comments, concerns, or anything else we need to even like to make the motion to approve ordinance 1503-23 for the fiscal year 24 budget and appropriations.
Okay.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second. Again, my thanks to staff. I know that this is always quite the effort to get us balanced and, you know, make some hard decisions. So, and again, for your patience, considerable patience. With that, I have a motion and a second. Anybody have any further questions? Okay. Roll call, please.
Badger.
Aye.
Heck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. 6 ayes and no nays. Don't leave yet, Stephen. I need a budget pass out here. Motion to I need a motion to approve statement of claims and visa bills for March of 2023. Thank you. I have a motion and a second. Further discussion, questions? Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Heck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. 6 ayes and no nays. Parks are packed. We are underway. Zoo's open. Fountains, and I've heard the rumor that bathrooms are open, but, you know. What? clearly they are dummy proof. Okay. CJ, we are going to miss you on the board. All right. May I have a motion to adjourn? And a second. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed?